Okay, we'll now begin our last major unit of Hilchos Nida, which is that of Vestos. Technically speaking, it really is Visassos, but somehow the colloquialism developed that is referred to as Vestos, so we will defer to the colloquialism and use that mifta, even if it's technically incorrect. The Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph raises the question of Vestos Dorais or Vestos Darabanan in the context of Bidikos. The Gemara discusses the need to perform a Bidika Be'onas HaVest. And the question is whether if one fails to perform the Bidika Be'onas HaVest but performs a Bidika subsequent to the Onas HaVest, and that Bidika indicates that the woman is Tahora, do we still have to be Choshesh that the woman may be tmeya because cheskas oruch bizman haba, the presumption that a woman would see dam be onas havest, and therefore if she wasn't bodekas bonus havest, you have to assume that there was dam there that she missed, and she's going to be by default tmeya. So the Gemara is told, at least at one stage, that question on whether vestos deraisa or vestos derabanan, do we say that chazaka oruch bizman haba, and the woman is tmeya? That's in the context of a vest kavua. Which, at least for today, our focus and the beginning of Kuf Pei Daled, our focus is only going to be on a vest kavua. We'll discuss Behem Sheikh, the parallel status by a vest she'eino kavua. Pashas is if a woman has a vest she'eino kavua, then that's definitely derabanan. The whole discussion of vest is deraisa, vest is derabanan in this context is only when it comes to a vest kavua. So most Rishonim assume, the way Tosus writes over there, Dibur Maskil v'Rav Nachman, that Vestos are derabanan. The Gemara presents this as a machlokas Rav Shmuel, halacha k'rav b'isurei. And therefore, as a practical matter, if a woman were to fail to perform a bedika ba'onas havest of a vest kavua, and she's determined to be tahora subsequent to that because of a subsequent bedika, she would be tahora, she'd be muteres labayla, even though as a lachachila matter, the woman still needs to perform a bedika b'shas havest. That's what Tosfos writes there on Daf Yud-Beis. That's the position of Rov Rishonim. The Bach in the end of Sif Zayin, or the Bach's note on Sif Zayin, does quote a minority position of the Uraim that Vestos are deraisa, and therefore a woman in this situation that failed to perform a bedika b'onas havest of a vest kavua would be tmeya, would be asur labayla. The Bach thinks that you should be choshesh for that l'chumra, but that's not mikubal l'alacha. And it's clear in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Tes, in this context of Vestos Derabanan, that in this case, if a woman failed to perform a bedika be yom havest and performs a bedika afterwards, she would still be tehora. Now that question of Vestos Deraisa is relevant not only to bedikos, but is relevant to the din of Prisha Samach Levest. That din of Prisha Samach Levest, we have a couple places in Shas, but locally on Das Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara here, towards the bottom, before the second Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a Memra of, here is Rabbi Yirmiyah, elsewhere it's Rabbi Yoshia, Asar l'bnei Yisrael she'yifreshu minishoseyan Samach Levestan, based on the Pasuk of the Hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. That the Zartem is b'nei Yisrael mitumasam tells us that there's a din of prisha samuch levest. The Hizartem, most Rishonim understand, but Hizartem is milasho nizirus, milasho prisha. The Ibn Ezra there quotes a position that he rejects, that it's milasho azhara, which is, you kind of could miss it in the flow of the Gemara, because the Gemara in the same line uses the term azhara. So if you might get the erroneous impression, right? And that's based on the Zartem is B'nei Yisrael mitumasam. So you might get what, according to most, is a misimpression that Azhara and Vizartem is the same etymology. So the Ibn Ezra quotes such a position, but the Ibn Ezra rejects that, and Rashi and Chumash understands, as we more typically assume, that Vizartem is Milashon Naziris, which is Milashon Prisha. So the Pasuk tells you it's the Prisha Samach Levest, so it's the Nazhara, which is a coincidental use of term, that there's a requirement of Prisha Samach Levest. So the Rishonim are bothered some implicitly, some explicitly, how this all interplays. That on the one hand, most Rishonim assume that Vestos are the Rabbana. So the whole concept of Vestos is the Rabbana, the requirement of Bidika B'yam Vestos is the Rabbana. And yet you have a pasuk here that tells you that the din of Prisha Samuch Levest is Daraisa. So how could it be that Vestos is the Rabbana and Prisha Samuch Levest is Daraisa? So some of the Rishonim assume that no, it's only an Asmachta. The Ravid, in the beginning of Shar Tikkun Vestos, the Rashba, so they're bothered by this, and they assume that the pasuk Vizartam in Israel is only an asmachta, and even the din of Prisha Samach Levest at the end of the day is a din derabana, and that's how they understand the Gemara in Yavama Samach Beis Amibes, the din that a yotzei lederech sarach lifka desishto, that someone's going out for a trip, he has to be poked his wife, even if it's Vishtas Havest. So these Rishonim understand that Poked is Ishto means Poked the Tashmish. So Rashi learns in the Gemara there. And the Ravid explains that's because Vestos Derabanan and Prisha Samach Levest is Derabanan. So since the Isser or the requirement of Prisha Samach Levest is only Derabanan, so B'mako Mitzvah Lo Gozru, and you'd be allowed, or perhaps Mukhuyev, to be poked as Ishta B'tashmish, Samuch Levest, and that trumps the Dirabanan of Prisha Samuch Levest. So that's how the Ravid understands that it's only an Asmachta, everything's only Dirabanan. Poked as Ishta Samuch Levest is a din. Poked Ishta Samuch Levest means B'tashmish, and that's okay because the whole din of Prisha is only Dirabanan anyway. Tosfos, we'll come back to Poked is Ishto will later in the Siman when we get there in its own context, but for now, that's a Ravid. And Tosus argues, Tosus there, Yavam Samach Beis Amidal, if Dibra Maskel Chai Lifkod, Tosus assumes that no, Takida is not Tashmish, it means Divrei Ritzoi. That's what Tosus learns, that's what the Rush learns. And Tosus says it can't be that Takida means Tashmish, because after all, the din of Prisha Samach Levest is a din Daraisa. You learn it out from Vizarta. So Tosir is assuming that even though Prisha Samach Levest in the context of Bidikos is only a din derabanan, even though Vestos derabanan in the context of Bidikos, but Prisha Samach Levest is a bona fide daraisa. So how does that work? How, you know, the Ravid couldn't entertain such a possibility, but Tosir seems to accept that as such. The Ritva and the Ra'ah in slightly, Avrami.
Didn't the Bali Tosus assume that it's dependent on whether or not you assume Vestos or Doraisa or Derabana? Isn't the last line in Tosus there? Unless that's a different day.
1 second. There are 2 days there in the Tosus. 1 second. The Tosfos at the end is talking Laman Amr Vestos Derabanan, that if Vestos are Derabanan, then Samach Levestos to be Derabanan as well. But Tosfos initially, Tosfos himself here, Rabbeinu Tam, assumes that Vestos are Daraisa, and yet Prisha Samach Levest, Vestos are Derabanan, yet Prisha Samach Levest is Daraisa. Okay, so the Ritva and the Ra'ah, with slightly different formulations, have another way of approaching this problem. The Ritva, Shavuos Daf Yuches Amud Beis, writes, Samach Levesta, Shezhira Torah, Hainu Samach Mamish, Kagon Chatzi Shah V'chayoseba. So that din of Izartim is made home to Masam, the din of Prisha Samach Levest, Mina Torah, that's limited to Samach Levesta Mamish, Samach in the sense of a half hour, in the Samach Mincha sense, that din deraisa only applies within a half hour of the Shas Avest. So at least if you have a woman who predictably sees not only during a single Ona, but at a precise hour during that Ona, and has a kvias for that precise hour, then the din of Prisha Samach Levest of Yizartam is limited to the immediate half hour prior to that critical moment. The Ona Ha'amura B'divrei Rabbi Yoshia, Midrabanan hi lasos geder v'stiag. And the additional din of Prisha extends that to the entire Ona. The Kaimala Vestos Dirabanan Velo Daraisa Veheyachmira Torah Lesor Ona Shlema Kodam Lachain Elavadai Kida Amra. So there is a din of Prisha Samach Levest Daraisa that's limited to a half hour. And then one second. Right. So there is a din of Prisha Samach Levest Daraisa, so that's limited to half hour. And the Manda Amar, let me rephrase that. If you hold that Vestos Darabanan, so most applications of Vestos are Darabanan, and then the requirement of Bedika Ba'ona Sevest may also be Darabanan. But there is still a din of Prisha Samach Levest, Samach Mamish within a half hour, which is a din Daraisa. So Zaratam is Menei Tomasam, there is a Daraisa Prisha Samach Levest for a half hour. But beyond that, and that's Daraisa, beyond that, other applications of Vestos are Darabanan. So any significance to the Onus of Vest as a whole is Darabanan. It's only that half hour which has significance Minotaur. That's a Ritva in Shavuos Yuches Amud Beis. The Ritva quotes that from the Ramban. The Magia there says that we don't have evidence of that in our Ramban. Whether or not it's the Ramban, the Ritva does quote such a possibility that the Daraisa din is limited to a half hour mamish. The Ra'ah in Beda Kabayis, printed on Daf Dalet Amud Beis Anta Hei Amud Aleph in our pagination, has a slightly different perspective, variation on a theme. Let me see if I can pull it up here. We're jumping in the middle here. Afilu barila shelo rasa, v'afilu bevestein akavu kigon shenishtana ela shelo neakar. Iser Torah who's that? Aval lifnei vesta ba'onazu kigon limuda liros besof hayom o beemsa hayom leinyan shoth shelafana ba'osa ona tahainu mitchilas hayom. Le'inyan shoth shelafanav, iregila liras b'sof halayla, o be'emsa layla, L'inyan shos shelefana ba'osa ona, the hainu betchila salayla. Ha'kepluksa d'lmanda omar v'eses d'raisa b'chaskina la b'vadei roa, ha'ikra d'vizartam asi la'ona zu shelefnei vesta. L'lmanda omar v'eses d'rabanan, iser ona zu shelefnei vesta d'rabanan, v'kra asai l'iser ona shel'achar vesta. Afagav d'lo chazai. V'hainu d'shari lei rabbanan liyosei l'derach lifkot es ishto mistama filu b'biya mashma v'mishem d'ona zu lifnei vesta d'rabbanan shari lei rabbanan b'yosei l'derach. So the Ra'ah assumes that if you hold vestos d'rabbanan, that means as follows. If there is a time during the onus of vest where the Ra'iyah is predicted, then the hours leading up to that time in that Ona are only derabana. The din of prisha samach levest, or significance of vestos up to that moment in time, is only derabanan. After that, until the end of the ona, would be deoraisa. So there is a din of prisha samach levest min haTorah from if the woman is lemuda liros at 2 p.m. then the Isser min haTorah is from 2 p.m. until the end of the day, until the end of that Ona. And the time before that is only Dirabana. So if you hold Vestos Dirabana, and then up to that point is only an Isser Prisha Dirabana, and therefore, Biyosi L'derech, it could be Chayiv Lifkot Ishto Afilu B'Tashmish. And only after that point, from 2 p.m. to the end of that Ona, are we talking about an Isser Prisha D'Araisa without a dispensation for being Pokeid Samuch Levest. So again, the Ritva has a half hour window, and the Ra'ah has from that moment until the end of that Ona. Chachmas Adam, who didn't see the Ra'ah, says this midate, with the caveat that he says he never saw this anywhere. And the Tzarech Iyan Ladina, but the Chachmas Adam writes in the beginning, in the Binas Adam, in Klal Kofkes, Alechor nearly Dabar Chadash Shalora Isi Bashum Chibur Shidaber Bazah, Nikomakam Torahi Ulani Staiti Sarahia. He nearly Dadin Mukrach, the Lukuliama's man of vest, Asa Midaraisa Lukuliama, Vulanechluku El Alcola Ona, Kigon Shadarka Liros Betkila Sayom Obisofo. The Aser Kol Ona, the Zayish Omrim Sheino Ella Midrabana. Aval Ona Saves Gufa, the Hainu Tchila Sayom Osafo, Lod Sarakra Lassor. The Bavada had the Mutter Lashami Shemetahor, the Mandam Vestas Rabbanon, Velech Shematira, etc. Okay, Shemagi is Mana Ves Gufa, that definitely is going to be a Surah Lukuliyama. So the Chachmas Adam approximates what the Ra'ah says, that you would split the onus of es, and everyone should agree that the onus of es mamish would be a din d'oraisa, meaning from that point in time until the end of the day, there would be a din of prisha min haTorah. The Chachmas Adam then adds that this is only relevant, and implicitly this is true for the Ra'ah and the Ritva as well. The Chachmas Adam just spells it out. This only makes sense if a woman is lemuda liros at a specific time consistently. But if she has a vest kavua, but there's no sha'ah kavua, sometimes she sees at the beginning of the ona, sometimes at the end, sometimes in the middle. So then he says, in that case, there would be a din prisha min haTorah for that entire ona, because he calls that a chazaka sui lishtanos, but you can't pin it at any one specific time. So the Chachmas Adam assumes, and could be this is would have to be true for the Ritva and the Ra'ah in their respective ways anyway, that the split of the Ritva and the Ra'ah between Daraisa and Darabana, and that part of the onus carved out as Daraisa, the rest of it is Darabana, and only is true if there's a Sha'ah Kavua where she expects to see. But if she's predictable enough to have a Ves Kavua, but unpredictable on the hour, so then that defaults to an Isser Prisha Min haTorah for that entire Ona, which would mean to say that the din of Chayiv Lifkod Adam is Ishto, if you assume that Pekida means Tashmish, and you assume that Vestos, if you assume that Pekida means Tashmish, and you assume that Vestos are Dirabanan, no, sorry. If you assume that Prisha Samuch Vest is a din d'oraisa, even if Vestos are d'rabbanan, and you split between the times in the Ona, that only makes sense if you have a predictable hour. But otherwise, everything may end up being a din d'oraisa, and then the application of Pekida v'Tashmish wouldn't apply in that scenario. Okay. The Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Gimel quotes Nod Bihuda Yoredeya Nun Hey. Nod Bihuda Kama Yoredeya Nun Hey. And Nod Bihuda writes as follows. He's bothered by the same problem. Nearly the site to himself, he must have Hidash, the Dover Nifla. The Lachora, Lahanach, the Savi, Vestas, the Rabbanon, Kamak Nagdam, Kachoma, Sari, the Vizarta, Bene, Sami, Tamosam. How do you square the two? How could it be that Iker Vestas, Rabbanon, and yet his Hira Torah, Alav? Because the Rabbi, because Tosvos, the Omarani. Afshenekluku Tanoim v'Amarayim investas deraisa derabanan. Ein tam puksasam delmandam revestas derabanan as minatara lor minin chazaka arach bismanaba. Vigor chazaka zu tieli dide rachmi derabanan. The machlokis isn't whether we say chazaka arach bismanaba. And if you hold vestas derabanan, then there is no chazaka. Alavad gamli dide chazaka zu ikachala chazaka shebashas. The Chazaka Minotari. No one's disputing the fact that there is a Chazaka Aruch Bezman Haba. However, the question is, how do you balance various competing factors? Ela Dineg Chazaka Zu, Hi Cheskas Aisha, Sheba Cheskas Taro Medes. Ulakach Minotari, Kminan Chazaka, Lahade Chazaka, Vizotam, and Mandar Vestas Rabban. It's a matter of balancing competing factors. On the one hand, you have the Chazaka Aruch Bezman Haba. On the other hand, the woman has a cheskas tara. So what do you do if there's a clash between a cheskas tara and a chazaka aruch bezman haba? So if you hold vesas derabanan, it means that you favor the cheskas tara of the woman over the chazaka aruch bezman haba. Hinei kvar noda okimta the rava meseches getin, shama meso chashinan l'shama yamas chashinan, pirish rashi the shama meso neged chazaka, so the reason you are able to say L'shem Yamos Chayshinan is because that doesn't impugn the Chazaka, since we're forward-looking. Pir Shadvar, and Dim Adam Yeshel Cheskas Chayim, Kmo Shayachai Ad Ata Dain Chayu, Aval El Adam Chazaka Shelo Yamos, Shrevadi Yamos Pamachas, Lekach B'chol Shah Chayshinan Shebregazah Yamos, V'kasher kvar amda hashah, shiv lo chashin and shama kvar meis. V'zeh pashit. That retrospectively, we have a chazaka to rely on. But prospectively, you can't assume a chazaka because there's a reyasa that at some point everybody's going to die. So shema yamas in the future, chashin on the fact that he will die in the future doesn't compromise the cheskas chai. V'me'ata gam gabe isha. The call Isha Yeshla Cheskas Tara. Shrei Achshav Hi Tahora V'lo Chashin and Shema Kvar Nitma B'tumas Nida. Shezeh Neged HaChazaka. Aval Eila Isha Chazaka Shela Tira Nida Achar Shah Shema Zah Chazaka Shebepam Achas Asida Liris Nida. At some point she will see Dam Shrei Lo Tiyatara La'olam So we always have to be concerned prospectively that maybe she will see that. So the din of prisha samach levest makes sense because that's from a forward-looking perspective. We have to be choshesh in the future that she's going to see dam. So therefore, it's responsible to be poreish samach levest out of a concern that she will see dam. And that doesn't compromise the fact that she is the cheskas tara medus now. Lomar Sherasa Vishasaves Negazayesh Kaskastara Hasosulasa. But the question, if a woman didn't do a Bidika Bishasavest, and now what happens afterwards? Are we going to be Mitame her Lama Freya? So that would be upending her Cheskastara. So that far we're not going to go. So if you hold Vestas to Rabbanan, it is not inconsistent to say that prospectively you have to be poresh samach levesta, and at the same time, retrospectively, if you didn't do a bedika b'shas avest, that's not metame you going forward. That's the Noda Behuda's chiddush in the perspective of reconciling vestas derabanan with prisha samach levest daraisa. The Noda Behuda is different from the Ra'ah in the sense that according to the Noda Behuda, Prisha Samach Levest Daraisa is going to be or is relevant for the entire Onus Avest. I mean, the Ra'ah says it's only relevant for half of the Onus Avest. The Rizva says it's only relevant for half hour. The Noda Behuda assumes that it's relevant for the entire Onus Avest because you expect to see Dam during that Ona. And to look in a forward-looking way, bichoshesh doesn't compromise the cheskas tara of the woman. That ha'ara, Piskei Tshuva makes there in Sifkata Nun against the Chasson Sofer in his presentation of the Noda Behuda, that ends up being a difference between the Noda Behuda and the Ra. Mashi.
If the case of the Noda Behuda is the same thing as the Ra'ah and the Mitzvah, that there's a Vestas Hasha, not just the Vestas Ona. So why are we Chosh the entire Ona?
I think even if you have a predicted time that you see, but there still is a halachic significance to that entire Ona. We'll see in other contexts also. When the Gemara talks about an onus avest, the pashup shad is that that's talking about an entire ona. That's the chiddush of the Ra'ah and the Ritva, is that in this context, you can narrow it to a specific time and then whittle down what's the rice in terms of vizartam. But without that, the pashup would have been the entire ona is significant.
And also, just is the clash of the cheskas tara and the arech bezman haba, isn't that the classic cheskas agov versus cheskas the kashrus? Meaning, shouldn't the cheskas agov absolutely trump?
Shouldn't the
cheskas agov of arech bezman haba, shouldn't that obviously trump the cheskas tara?
Can you just explain why it would trump? Is it a cheskas aguf always trumps a chazaka demeikara?
I'm coming from, I think, the Gemara in Ksubis that says that a cheskas aguf, I think so. I don't know. I have to review, but I think it says that.
No, I didn't know. I was just asking.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah.
Is that assumption, is that equation necessarily correct? I don't know if you get that impression from the opening sugya in Nida, that equation is. I mean, the opening machlokes Shammai v'Hillel is Hamidi Shel Cheskasa versus Hamid Davar Cheskasa.
What's that, like Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Dalet or something that says that Cheskas, Mamon beats a Cheskas Aguf, but a Cheskas Aguf might be a Cheskas, like by Nagoyim. You say that the Cheskas Aguf beats the Cheskas. Let's look at it again.
I have to look back. I'm not holding enough to talk intelligently enough about that right now. So we could look into it. I'm not sure offhand. Okay, so the Rambam in there.
Is there a svara for the Ra'ah?
Why you go forward versus backwards?
Yeah, I know the Behuda explains it's based on Chazakas, but is there any Hasbir for the Ra'ah?
It sounds like for the Ra'ah, if you zero in on things, the concern if a woman is lemuda liros at a certain time, so the likelihood of her seeing before that time is minimal. So in a sense, the real ona only begins at that moment, but still extends for the rest of that ona. There's still, once the time for the floodgates to open, so to speak, hits, so then there's some kind of cheskas aruch b'zman haba to be concerned about, if not literally, then but in some sense, from that point until the end of that ona. So I guess you could couch that in terms of Chazaka, or kind of transpose some of the Noda Behuda's logic there if you want, but I think it's somewhere along those lines. Okay, so the Rambam, Peridality Sure B Alochi Ubeis, is mashma that the din of Prisha Samach Levest is a din daraisa. The Rambam writes, "Asur lo la'adam sheyavol ishta samach levesta, shema tira dam b'shas tashmish shenemar v'zartem b'nei somi tomasam, v'kama im hayadarka liras b'yom asur l'shamish b'tchila sayom, im hayadarka liras b'layla asur l'shamish b'tchila salayla." So the Rambam goes to pasuk. If you read in a vacuum, you might be inclined to assume that we're talking about a din d'oraisa because he quotes a pasuk. Magamisha says, nope, it's only an esmachta, derabanan, and esmachta bama. There's a piece in Reb Chaim there, which approximates the Noda Behuda, but Reb Chaim makes a point that, anyway you slice it, you have to acknowledge that there is a notion of vestos min haTorah for the Rambam, because the whole cheshbon of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva for the Rambam is based on a certain notion of Vestos. Now, the Rambam's understanding of the 11-7 pattern is clearly based on some notion of Vestos, so he thinks it's difficult to assume that all Vestos on every level would only be Derabanan if you have that understanding of Kfiyas Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. If you look at the Shach, Sivkat and Dalid, Simchat in Hay. The Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, B'shas Vesta Tzarech Lifrosh B'mena Ona Achas. And the Shach writes in Simchat in Hay, Haina Midrabanan. V'chein Askamas Rova Poskim V'achronim Divestas Derabanan. Vestas Derabanan, Prisha Samuch Vest is Derabanan. Badr Shulchan points out that this also is the implication of the din in Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dalet, based on a Ravid, Imregila Liros Ben Eitzachama, Lo Kimlan Shaper Ikodim Ben Eitzachama O Achrav, Ein Asura Elabayot, that if a woman has a kvias to see around Neitzachama, but it's not clear if she sees before Neitzachama or after an Eitz, she's only Asura, or the Yom Havest that we're choshish for, is only Bayo. Says the Shach in Sivkat in Yud Gimel, came in the Vestas to Rabbanan, Havale Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula, Ve'eno Tzricha Lifrosh Ela B'yom Shayavade B'mei Nidasa, quoting from the Rush, that Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula, the whole din of Vestas is the Rabbanan. So if you have a safek when the onus of vest is, you could be mako, and where the flow definitely continues into the day, but may or may not have started that day, then you don't have to be choshesh for the previous day. So the Shach presents this as, since Prisha Samach Vest is Derabanan, so Safek Derabanan Lukula. The Shach and Sivkat Yidalit is a practical matter, thinks he should be machmer on this, quoting from the Bach, but the principle of the Din in Shulchan Aruch is that it's based on Prisha Samach Vest being a Derabanan. The Chavis Das writes in Sivkat and Dalid, the last paragraph in Sivkat and Dalid, after a long break from Chavis Das, as Chavis Das didn't write on the latter simonim of Chatzitzos and Tvila, and he didn't write on Kuf Sadeh, so we haven't seen a Chavis Das in a while. The Chavis Das writes that since Vestos are Derabanan, then even if a woman has a Vest Kavua, but she doesn't know what day her Vest Kavua is, then she's Mutaris on any day. That if you have a Vest Kavua, but you don't know when that Vest Kavua is, then Safek Vestos, Safek Derabanan Lakula. Rabbi Karp makes the following observation in that regard, based on a comment of the Balamor. The Balamor Nasaga Gimel to Shar Tikkun Vestos. So that's where the Ravid has that din that we just saw in Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalid, that if a woman sees dam the kviyas, but it's unclear whether the onus of vest is before hanetz or after hanetz, then you only have to be choshesh for the onus of vest on the next day, on the postnates. So the Balamor writes over there, let's pull it up. Mikamakam kashali, imyesh safek bedavar, ein zubegila liros ben etzachama, the ein lanu kvias vest misafek el bedavar barer. The imhi regila ben etzachama, ein bezeshim safek, will be a duishu yom. The amay naktin and luchumra. So the Ravid had said that if she sees around the Nates, we just don't know if it's before or after. the Ravid quoted two days. First, the Ravid says they have to go lechumra to aser kol yom kol laila, and then the Ravid favors the position that since Vesta is the Rabbanon and Prisha Samach Vesta is the Rabbanon and Seka the Rabbanon lekula, so we're only choshesh for the day. So to that, the Baal Amor says, im yesh safek bedavar ein zu regila liras b'nei tzachama. So if there's a safek, so you can't call that a kvias. If there's a suffix, whether she's seeing before Nates or after, so you can't say that that's considered regila liras b'nei tzachama. There's no kvias at all. There's no suffix at all. Ain't suffix. It only makes sense to have a suffix b'davar barer. Im hi regila b'nei tzachama, im b'seshim suffix b'du shayom. So manashach. If she always sees after an Nates, there's no suffix. If sometimes she sees before Nates or after, we don't know if she sees before or after. So there's no kvias to speak of at all. So even in that case, she shouldn't have any vest. The ode, so the Baal Amor seems to be assuming that if we have a real safek, then you don't have to be choshesh for either ona. Because we don't know whether she's regila liros before hanates, after hanates, sometimes before, sometimes after. So then you don't have to be choshesh for any ona. The Rabbi Buchwald, in his Ha'aros on the Ravid there, says that the Ravid is assuming that you can't say safek derabanan lekula if it's tarta desaster, if that's going to lead you with two kulos so that you don't have to keep any vest. But according to the Baal Amor, that's not really a tarta desaster, because if in point of fact, sometimes she sees before an ace and sometimes after an ace, there is no vest kavua. It's not that we know that she needs to have a vest kavua to begin with. You only have a vest kavua when you create a vest kavua. So sometimes she sees before Nates and sometimes after Nates, then there's no Ves Kavu at all, and it makes perfect sense that there'd be no need for a to be choshish for any ona. So Rabbi Karr points out that even the Ravid may agree to that point to an extent, that the Ravid is talking about a case, and that's what's reflected in Shulchan Aruch and in the Shach, that a woman sees around Hanates, and anyway you slice it, whether the original Riyah is before Nates or after Nates, the Riyah is Nimshach into the next Ona. That's what the Shach terms in this context, Tolin Ha Kilkol Bamakulkal, that you'll assume that the Ona Savest is after Nates, because that's when she's actually seeing Dam, and we know that she's still seeing Dam during that point. But in a Hanami, the Ravid might agree, if you have a case where there's no protracted Riyah, theoretically, so sometimes she might see before Nate, sometimes it might be afterwards, but there's no protracted Riyah, and we can't prove that she's seeing in a protracted Riyah after Nate. So maybe even the Rav would agree that you say Safek Derabanan Lekula there, and there's no Ona at all. But either way, that does seem the notion of Safek Derabanan Lekula being relevant in the context of Vestos. Chavis Das writes it broadly, but that on some level is the basis of that Din Sif Dalid, which is arrived even if you don't accept the extension of the Baal Amor. Okay. So let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes in the beginning of the Siman, in Sif Aleph, Rov Hanashim Yesh Lehem Vestos, Liros Bizman Yadua, Kigomi Esim Le Esim Yom, Omi Lami Lami Yom. So most women have a vest kavua. Nowadays, that's not the case. Bechol Isha Shiesh Le Vest Kavua, Ba'aleha Shalob Shas Vesta, Veina Tzricha Bedika Lefne Tashvish. Any woman that has a vest kavua, so as long as you're having tashmish shelo b'shas a vest, there's no need for bedika kodem tashmish. I'm skipping the Rama for now. Aval shalom b'shas tashmish kol amar b'livdok harezu mishubachas. But if it's shalom b'shas tashmish, then there is a maila to doing a bedikah. So where is this coming from? The Gemara on the top of Yubei Zemen Aleph, and for now we're only focusing on Kuf Pei Vav is Ves Sheino Kavua, Kuf Pei Dalet is Ves Kavua. So they're only focusing now on the Ves Kavua. The Gemara on the top of Yubei Zemen Aleph, Ba Minei Rabbi Zera Mi Rabbi Yehuda, Isha Mahu Shetivdok Atzma Labayla. Does a woman or should a woman perform bedikos prior to Tashmish? Amrlei, so Tosis writes page to say Tashmish. Amrlei Lo Tivdok, no. What do you have to lose? Mk libo nokvo u parish. If you're going to insist or encourage bedikos kodem tashmish, then libo nokvo u parish. Says Tosfos, Peshe ben Chanano, Kevin de roa ishta bodekas, mechashev shim lo hergisha lo isa bodekas, lefishi yodas chachamim lo teknu livdok. So, sounds a little bit circular. But since there's no takanas chazal to require bedika, the Gemara's question is only, can you do it lias or seis? The Gemara says, no, you can't do lias or seis because the husband will realize, since there's no takanas chazal, if she's doing a bedika, it must be because she suspects something. And then, libo nokvo uparish. He's going to suspect that she had a hargasha, and that's the reason she's doing a bedika. Okay, so Tosus understands that the whole Shai of the Gemara is the Dika Kodem Tashmish, and the Gemara says no, and not even as a Malyusa, it's not to be condoned, even as a Midas Chasidus or the like. Agos Maimonios Perek Daladi Sui Bios Kaf, Perek Daladi Sui Bios Kaf, quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, that before Tashmish is a mitzvah livdok. That our Gemara is asking about la'achar Tashmish, but kodem Tashmish, mitzvah livdok. That's the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos Maimonides. Hagos Maimonides that we have printed says Rashai livdok as opposed to mitzvah livdok. But this Rabbeinu Simcha seems to be understanding that the Shaila of the Gemara of Reb Zeira is about Bidikal Archa Tashmish, and that's where it says Libo Nokvo. Even though Libo Nokvo Paresh is more intuitively talking about Kodem Tashmish, but Archa Tashmish is either Rashai or Mitzvah. And the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Maril, from the Agur, from the Or Zeruah, that are mashma like the Rabbeinu Simcha, even though some of these Rishonim may sound like they're only in the context of Taros and not in the context of Labaila. And the footnote there on the Darkei Moshe in the Torah quotes that that's not the mashmos and the Maril and the Agur the way we have it. The Rambam, Peret Dalet Halacha Tesayin, the Rambam paskins that if a woman has a ves kavua, then she needs to be bodekas la'achar tashmish. The Rambam writes, "Hatznuos ein mishamshos ela ad sheyivdiku atzman tchila kodem tashmish." I'm skipping what he writes about the isha she'ein levest. Isha she'yesh levest ein atzricha elif ne tashmish ela mishim tznias bilvad. So, bedika kodem tashmish, if a woman has a ves kavu, is only mishum tznius. Aval acher tashmish, hakol tzrichon shnei edim, echad lo ve'echad lo, afil muberes amaniko v'zakena. But acher tashmish, even if you have a ves kavu, there's a requirement of bedika. And the Ravid is masig, that no, Reb Zeira, lo yeh libo nokvo parish, and bedikos are only relevant in the context of taros, but outside of the context of taros, there are no bedikos, not kodem tashmish and not La'achar tashmish, if you have a vest kavua. Okay. So the mechaber that we just read, again, says, Eina tzricha b'dika lefnei tashmish, aval shelo b'shav tashmish kol amar b'livdok harezu mishubachas. So who is that like? Just hold your place over there and take a look at the beginning of Kuf Pei Vav. The Mechaber at the beginning of Kuf Pei Vav, Isha sheyesh la ves kavua, ein atzricha bedika klal, lo lifnei tashmish v'lo l'acher tashmish. V'adarabba, ein la livdok b'fnei baila b'shav tashmish, kidei shelo yehei li banokva. Barambam matzrich livdok acher tashmish he be'ed echad v'hu be'ed echad v'liros behem shema ras adam b'shas tashmish v'ledaito atznuos bokos atzman af kodem tashmish. So the stam in the mechaber is that if a woman has a vest kavua, there are no bedikos lo lefnei v'lo l'achar, and then he quotes the Rambam that requires bedikos acher tashmish. And Kona Tashmish is only Hatznuas. And to that, the Rama says, V'svar Rishona hi Iker V'chein Nahagu. As a look back at the Shach in our sim in Kuf Pei Dalit Sifkatan Dalit, the Shach writes, Eina Tzricha B'dika Lifnei Tashmish Hainu L'Harambam. Shavi Mechaber Reisim and Kuf Pevav. Aval Rova Poskim Shehevi Sham, Ludas Arav Sham, Vekan, Ein Lola Hachmir Klau Livdok, Lola Vnei Tashmir Shalom Yehbe Liba Nokvo, Kevin Dera Yishto Bodek, as Mechashe Shemlo Rgi Shalom Yisa Bodek, as a Parish, Lola Acher Tashmish, Shalom Yehbe Liba Nokvo, U Parish Mekan Laba. Vahadar Mina Bishas Lakama, and Koliyad Amar Belivdok, Benashim Reisim Mishabachas, Hainu Shalom Bishas Tashmish. So the Shach says that the Mechaber here is so same Kedasa Rambam that the Mechaber quotes as the second opinion in Kuf Pei Vav. When he says, Ein Atzricha B'dika Lefnei Tashmish, that's the Rambam's Mikra Din. The Rambam says, Snuos, yeah, but in Mikra Dinat. And then the Mechaber here isn't addressing directly the Acher Tashmish. He only talks about Shelo B'Shas Tashmish. That's what he said, Kolamar B'Livdok, Harezu Mishubachas. The Shach understands the Mechaber quotes 2 days in Kuf Pei Vav. Day one of Rov Rishonim is no bedikos lo lefnei lo lacharei. The Rambam, his second opinion is lefnei no lacharei yes. And here the Mechaber only addresses lefnei now lachar tashbish, but he says lefnei ein atzricha bedika. And the Shach assumes that the Mechaber here means to say like the Rambam that Eino Tzricha B'dika Lefnei, but implicitly, yes, La'acharei. If the Mechaber meant to say like the Rov Rishonim, like the first day in Kuf Pei Vav, he would have said Eino Tzricha B'dika Lo Lefnei Tashmish V'lo La'acharei Tashmish. And it's the Rama who's Masik here then Gam Eila Lahakmir lived a guy from a lol of Natash from Shalal Acher Tashmish, Shalal Yehe Liba Nokvo Parish. But the Mechaber is saying that Acher Tashmish, you need to be Bodekas Meikar Adin. Take a look at the Torah Sashlamim, Sivkat and Beis. He writes, Bitarti Polig Maram Imdasa Mechaber. The Rama argues on 2 points. That's how the Shach understood that the Mechaber by omission is saying, that's like the Rambam. And the Rama is arguing on both of those points. That number one, the Mechaber says before, if you want to, it's okay. And the Rama says, absolutely not. And the Mechaber says, afterwards, you need to. And the Rama says, no. And the Tosafot Shlomo is just bothered. If that's the case, so why does the Rama not introduce this with the V'yesh Omrim? It sounds like the lack of V'yesh Omrim is that the Rama is coming lefaresh, lehosif, but not lachlok. If indeed the Rama is coming to argue, then the Rama should have said, V'yesh Omrim, gam ein la, lehachmir, etc. So if the Shach is correct, it's curious on two counts. Number one, why is the Mechaber here being so same like the Rambam, whereas in Kuf Pei Vav, he quotes the Rambam as Yesh Omrim, and Stam Yesh Omrim, we should say Halacha Kestam in the Mechaber. So why is the Mechaber so same here like the Rambam? And if he is so same like the Rambam, why is he not addressing Lachar Tashmish directly? The Aruch HaShulchan has the following suggestion. The Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat and Yotes suggests that maybe the Mechaber is not coming to Paskin like the Rambam here, per se. The Mechaber is coming to tell you that if you want to be Machmir, then it's acceptable to be Machmir on Bedikos La'achar Tashmish, because the Rambam says you have to do that even lechachila. But you shouldn't come to be machmir on bedikos kodem tashmish, because here, even according to the Rambam, it's only litznuos. But that's also a little bit of an ikar chaser in the Mechaber. That's what the Mechaber is coming to say. Then it's sasam yoser meham mefurash. Some suggest, I saw this in some of the later Svarim, that maybe the Mechaber in Kuf Pei Dalid is reflecting the Minog rather than Din. Meaning Ikra Din, the Mechaber says, Stam Yesh Omrim Halacha Kestam, the Ikra Din should be like Rav Rishonim, that there's no need for B'dika Lolof Neva Lolacharei, and that would be frowned upon. However, there's a minog that developed of being choshesh essentially for the Rambam. And that's what the Mechaber is reflecting in Kuf Pei Dalid, not necessarily Medina, but mi Minhaga. I'm not sure how compelling that is either. There's a interesting comment that the Darkei Tshuva has in Sifkata, in Simen Kuf Pei Vav. So the Ber Hetiv there says that whereas the Ramah says Svar Rishona Iker like the Rov Rishona v'cheinagu not to require bidikos lo lefnei v'lo l'acharei, but the Berhetov quotes now the minag is to be bodekes atzman shelo b'fnei bayla kodem tashmish, that a woman with a ves kavua should be bodekes shelo lefnei bayla, because then you're not worried about libon okvo kodem tashmish. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes in Sifkatan Hei from the Tiferet Tzvi and the Makor Chaim, that where does that come from? So he suggests there's no takana to require bedika kodem because we're worried about Libo Nokvo Pirish. But nowadays, he writes, "The Yashayach Bimeya." So that made sense in days of yore. Shahamon am hayulomdim umedayikim hapsak halacha migamara, because everyone in days of yore understood what the halacha is based on the Gemara. The yodeya baal shalotiknu livdo kodem atashmish, and every baal is a baki in shas and knows from the Gemara nida yudbeis that there was no takana b'dika kodem tashmish, u'misha bodekas choshe shabal the bal karach egisha v'nak v'libo. And that's why we're concerned of nafik libo upirish. Aval inna delom de madin ruba de ruba rak mishachan arach. But nowadays, we don't learn Gemara. If we want to know the din is, we take a shachan arach. U'mishachan arach, harei nemar de ladasa rambam hatznuos bodkos lefnei tashmish. And you open up a Shulchan Aruch, it says, according to the Rambam, you do a B'dika Kodem Tashmish, at least tznuos. In Cain, Tulo Mechshav Abal, Sher Gisha, Hold the Bodekas, the B'chashav Abal, Sher Bodekas as Asma, Kedei Lahachzik Asma, B'signon, Chai V'Ros, Hatznuos Adas Rambam. So the husband knows Shulchan Aruch, he knows the Rambam, and if he sees his wife doing a B'dika Kodem Tashmish, he won't assume that she's a Hargasha, he'll assume that she wants to be a card-carrying member of the Chevras Hatznuos of the Rambam. Below liba nokvo, u'mizeh yatsa minog, vein limchos biyadam. So that's how this minog developed, that the Behedor quotes, that we're not concerned about liba nokvo anymore. Women want to be bodkos. The husband will be understanding because they want to be tznuos, according to the Rambam. The Darkei Tshuva ever says, that's only true for Svardim. Because if a Svardi woman opens up a Shulchan Aruch, or Sephardi husband opens up a Shulchan Aruch, we'll see what the Mechaber at least quotes the Rambam, at least as Yesh Omrim, and maybe the Iker Dei and Kuf Pei Dalid. But for Ashkenazim, the Kol Yodea, Sefer Yodea, the Shekol Shechuya Ramah, Kedei Rishona, Nisim V'cheinagu, Ein Shema Demar, V'oz B'nafsho, L'shano Sara. But no self-respecting Ashkenazi is going to think that his wife is Choshesheth for being a Tznua for the Rambam. The Kavan Shakasava Ramah, Damina Shalana Bene Ashkenaz, who Deloka Rambam, Mimela Shim Roash Ishta Hoshash Sadasa Rambam, Vivade Hashash Delibanokvo, Uporesh. So says the Darkei Tshuva. Whatever the bottom line is, according to Svardim, and whatever credence the Mechaber gives to the Shitas Rambam Lamaisa, which may be a subject to debate, but it's unequivocal, as the Darkei Tshuva highlights, that the Ramah paskins like the Dei Rishonim, like the Rov Rishonim, that there's no requirement and it would be frowned upon to do a bedikah for women who has a ves kavua, lo lifnei velo lacharei. We'll talk about a vest she'enu kavu and the requirement of bedikas there, the hemshech. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow, same time, same channel, we'll continue Rex Hashem with the owner of the Orz Zeruah and the Avi Asaf, the Din of Prisha Samach Levest in Sif Beis, the Gedder of the Prisha, and make our way through the Siman. I think we're probably going to have to do three a week now for the next few weeks to try to get through this. I'm aiming to do it in 8 or 9 shiur, and we'll see how well that works. We'll only be able to do highlights of Kuf Beis Tes and not the whole seven.